News Radio 690 KTSM presents more of the El Paso History Show, featuring your host, documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk, and historian Melissa Sargent. We're live online at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we're going to start hour two of the El Paso History Show. Gee, what a coincidence. It's right here on my page. It says an El Paso History Moment. We do this a lot here, you know. Put her mic on. She's screaming over there. It was produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso County Historical Commission. And her story today is about the goodwill of some El Pasoans over the years.
Peace on earth and goodwill to all. El Paso has always been a unique, binational, multicultural, and multi-faith community since its early days. The stories of good-natured El Pasoans helping others in need, regardless of their color or religious faith, are many. Here are two of those stories. In 1899, the Jewish communities held services for Temple Mount Sinai, initially in Chopin Hall and the Presbyterian Church. But the small congregation needed a permanent home, but did not have enough money to build their new temple. Local Christian churches went to work to help raise $1,600 toward the cost for the new temple. Haman Krupp, a Jewish businessman who came to El Paso in the late 1800s, made his fortune in dry goods and oil. Haman felt it was important to give back to one's community. He gave to programs to help all and was remembered for giving free coal to the poor on Christmas for over 40 years. Such support is a testament to the close relations between the Jewish and Christian communities of El Paso. Happy Hanukkah from the El Paso History Radio Show, the El Paso County Historical Commission, ElPasoGold.com, and Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services.
That's a whole lot of people there.
Yes, and we got Hanukkah. Hanukkah's actually starting on Christmas Eve this year.
So we can all get excited together.
We can light the menorah and we can praise Jesus. How can I say?
Well, that's all a good thing. So this is from the El Paso County Historical Commission. That's a crowd you're doing this for. And they've got themselves a website, ElPasoCountyHistory.com. It's online.
That's right.
When they're meeting? You don't have your piece of paper to look at here.
I don't. I buried it. It's the second...
The next County Historical Commission meeting is the second Monday of every month. That day of December will be Monday, December the 12th. And we did that already.
Yeah, this is looking at my office desk.
Forget all this. We'll just do it next year.
Yeah, give Bernie a call at 915-581-7920 if you're interested in getting involved in the History Commission.
You knew that one without your paper.
I almost had to pause on it.
But, you know, Bernie's the guy who is the chairman of the El Paso County Historical Commission, and he's in here next week.
Yep.
And we're going to quiz Bernie next week on what's been going on in history around here lately, Bernie. Anything new to talk about?
No, it's boring.
Well, I tell you, it hit the fan this week, and I got news for that crowd. It better stay hit.
I'm staying away from that one.
There's so much potential for good or bad going on here, folks. Let's all go together, please.
Yes.
And the people who vote are the ones you should listen to. Yeah. Isn't that a surprise? We got the history chicas in here, the wise Latinas of history, Maria Natividad, Rosa Guerrero, and Evelyn Casari. Hi, y'all.
Hi, y'all.
Hi.
Welcome back another hour here, Evelyn. Thank you for being here. Now, you kind of like...
My pleasure.
You kind of show up sometimes when Rosa Guerrero shows up. I've noticed that.
I do.
And
I'm connected at the hip to this woman.
You were connected somewhere else back in high school. You want to tell that story?
Yes. I used to dance in her modern dance group, of course, and then she selected me to be Rudolph in the Christmas program, and I was Rudolph for a couple years for her, and it stuck, and so ever since then, she calls me Rudolph.
And we couldn't find Evelyn. Where's Evelyn? She's supposed to be at the meeting. I don't know. Oh, there's Rudolph. We don't know where Evelyn is.
Was she drinking? That's what I just want to know with the red nose.
That would make it better.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And, you know, people say, well, you know, Evelyn, why do you answer to Rudolph? She calls me Rudolph. And it's just a second nature to me now. But,
so there's Rudolph.
And I always remember.
And Rudolph is going to take her nose out to Sunland Park Drive this afternoon.
I am.
Well, and you're going to be there with us for a little while.
I am.
I'm going to go eat. They have lox and bagels, I take it. Is Is that what I'm guessing?
Well,
I haven't been in there in a while.
They do have lox and bagels. Very good if you like that.
Eggs and bacon.
Their omelets are wonderful, okay. And they're just a great restaurant. Very friendly staff. I love them.
Sandwiches and soup. Right, yeah. It was delicious.
So that's today.
Their French onion soup's wonderful.
Lunchish. We're going to go out there and raid the place. And because what we've got is Maria's got some books and Rosa's got some DVDs. I got some DVDs. But the chips. I mean. Evelyn, you don't think we're explaining the chips correctly?
No, I was thinking, Lay's potato chips. What kind of chip is this? Oh, if I was not sitting here looking at it.
Wait, is there a picture online by any chance? No.
It is on our Facebook page. You go back into our photos. You can find it on there.
But what this is, when the Osarco major stacks came down, nobody cares about the small stack. Nobody went out and collected chips from the small stack. How would you know? I mean, it could be concrete.
And we're talking cement?
Concrete.
Concrete chips.
These are concrete. Cement, yes, but the cement makes the concrete. So what they did, they built these two stacks, the biggest one, 828 foot high. There was one inside the other at that location. There were two stacks. Did you know that, Rosa?
No, I didn't.
All these years, you didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
You need to watch that video more closely, because we got in there and walked around before they destroyed it all. Mm-hmm. And back in the day, because they built the stack so high, it was actually in about 33 different atmospheres higher. Therefore, the barometric pressure was different. So if you open a door at the bottom of the stack, it had the barometric pressure that was up top. The air just raced straight up that thing all by itself.
My goodness.
Without even touching anything. So then they put hot air in it, and that just blasted it straight up. They were shooting that stuff straight up in the air, I don't know how far, thousands of feet, mm-hmm. before it then caught the winds and went to Van Horn in its day.
In fact, they blocked airplanes at a certain level, didn't they, coming by? Wasn't the airspace kind of controlled for a short time?
I don't know about that, but I know all the pilots used to say, I'm over to Sarco turning from the final flight path, all that kind of stuff. But when the stacks came down, they had to demolish them in April 2013. That day was an amazing day, as we were discussing earlier, people all over the valley watching that. And right after that, everything just calmed down. There was no more contention about anything at Sarco. The bankruptcy trustee told me, he said, nobody called me after that. I had dozens of calls every day about yelling at me, don't put the stacks down. And when they finally came down, everybody left him alone.
Yeah.
And he was okay with that.
Yeah. I have a lot of friends that lived in a smelter. El Paso High School was, at the time that I went, they used to buzz all the kids from Smelter, Corshane and Buena Vista, and even Canutillo. Canutillo didn't have a high school. They buzzed them all to El Paso High. And a lot of friends from a smelter, they were kind of sad, very sad, because it's historical. It's their.
Oh, you mean when the stacks came down?
Yeah, when it came down, yeah. But a lot of them have died. One of my dearest, dearest friends, maybe 65 years, Angelina Sarabia, passed away this year of cancer. A lot of people have died from cancer from living around the smelter and with all the junk and all the chemicals and the arsenic in the lid that was being gone by the wind, and then it affected their lungs and their respiratory system. So I have a lot of friends that have died and a lot of friends that have lived around smelter.
Two things. Ruben Escandón Jr., we mentioned him. He's a Cristo Rey spokesperson. His father, Ruben Escandón Sr., still lives in Calavera.
Yeah.
They never moved.
Okay.
And do you know why Calavera was never cleaned out? And we're talking about the canyon on the Sarco property adjacent to the cemetery.
That's right.
Why were those people never moved? Because their houses were not contaminated. Mm. The stuff was going so high and so far, it never hit them.
Because they were tucked away.
And the remediation that you saw and the reason that they had to move people on El Bajo, down there in the riverbed, the remediation with those pipes sticking up that's been going on for 50 years.
Yes.
They're taking diesel fuel. Mm-hmm. It's not surface pollution so much as it is there was a leaking tank of diesel at Asarco that leaked diesel for generations. And so it got down in there, and that's what they're remediating. And Mr. Puga told me it's almost all gone. So I said, why don't you make this a park? So when the smelter town comes back, there's one guy that wants to go put the streets back so people can walk and see where they used to live. And I don't know.
A park would be wonderful because it is a brownfield. My son Sergio worked with brownfields, and Asarco is a brownfield. And parks are great because it's opened. And you don't have brown fields with nurseries or hospitals or anything like
no,
that.
No.
It has to be opened.
Right.
And it'll be great for park.
You know, one thing I'm curious about, you said calavera, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is a skeleton in English.
Skull, yeah.
Yeah. So who named that? Do you know? I mean, where did that come from?
It's the name of the cemetery. I don't know who put the name on it, but I would guess it has something to do with finding a skull. I mean, what? You brought it up.
Well,
but no, I mean, that's the name of the smelter town.
Where's
Reuben?
Ruben. Oh, that'd be good. I'd really be curious to find out
but
how they
named it. But that little canyon is called Colorado Canyon. And you're now starting to see the cemetery and all that area as they take the hill down for
I-10. Yeah, you've hardly been able to see it before. Now you can see it really clearly.
Here it comes. And when they finally get done with it, we'll have a new piece of El Paso history over there. All right, let's go back to some things that we've got going on here. Sergio, are you ready for another cut in there? Because we've got several DVDs I want to make sure you understand. In fact, here's one right here, cut number four. You have cut. Go ahead and play cut number four. Let me talk over the beginning of it. Go ahead and play it as soon as you find cut number four. And what this is the history of the smelter. I did two videos about the smelter. I'm about to do a third one. Smelter Town basically was the area where people lived down in the riverbed. But the smelter proper was called El Alto. Originally, there were many, many people living up there as well. But as the smelter operations came along, those places were removed. So here's a video we did called Last Tour of the El Paso Smelter, Volume 1, The Stacks. This is the opening of it.
It's burned, as you can tell. It's post-toasties.
That was a guy up on the stack changing the light bulb.
This was the most visible man-made landmark in El Paso's history. It towered over the city for almost half a century. And in half a minute, it was gone. The smokestack was part of a smelter, an American industrial giant that drove the region's economy for more than 110 years. But few people ever saw what went on inside the smelter, and no one will ever see again. Even fewer people were ever allowed inside the smokestack. You're about to go on the last tour of the El Paso smelter. We begin with the former Asarco stack. At 828 feet, it was the tallest in the world when it was built in the 1960s. Our cameras were allowed in during the summer of 2010, just before the demolition of the smelter began.
That's the clip from that video. It's DVD available. It's in stores and online, yada, yada. But if you want to know the history... Put the slab.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. No, you need the DVD and to have the chip of the concrete from the stack is just, it would be a great companion gift.
I tell you what we're going to do. I'm looking at part two, volume two. See, it's volume one is just the stacks coming down, which was a huge event. Volume two, we took a tour of all the operations of the plant before they destroyed any, before they touched anything. We got access and we took these two guys, Edward Santi Esteban, was the design engineer for Asarco for 25 some odd years. He stayed on to help him demolish it. So he was our tour guide, along with Hamilton Underwood.
Yeah, him.
Another guy, crazy old dude. He ran the powerhouse for like 30 years. Between the two of them, they knew everything on that plant, how it operated, who did what to whom, and when. And they also knew where some bodies were buried, which we didn't want to know about. But they did. So there was a lot going on in the history of the smelter, and that's why I decided, you know what? If nobody goes over here to record this, it'll never be known.
That's right.
Smelter did not allow cameras in there, so.
It's a great service. It was wonderful. Well, I loved it.
It's another one of those, well, how are you going to pay for this? Well, I'm not sure yet. Then that's where the Wendy comes in, so. Life in the fast lane. All right, well, we're going to take a break here and come back and do some more history, but we have a trivia thing or two to do.
Yes, we do.
And if somebody really wants to convince me to give them a chip, they got to act nice.
That's right.
On the phone.
Be really nice.
Be really nice, we might give you. Otherwise, the DVDs and Pepe's.
Pepe's is wonderful. And the DVDs. Call 915-544-5876. 915-544-KTSM.
What's the question?
Oh, the question, I forgot all about that. That would help, wouldn't it? Okay, what school did Rosa begin teaching PE and modern dance at? We've talked about that several times on the show.
That's the question?
That's the question.
What school? High school?
PE and dance?
All right, call us up.
915-544-5876. 915-544-KTSM.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. EPHistory.com.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for a tax settlement that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will work to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-798-2477. 800-798-2477. 800-798-2477.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This holiday, the perfect gift for fans of a rough, tough sport. It's something really snuggly.
Get your favorite fan even more wrapped up in their favorite team with Denali MicroPlush College and NFL blankets from the Northwest Company and sold at EliteTeam.com. These super soft blankets are machine washable and 100% made in the USA. Elite Team, the official blanket of pure fandomonium. Go to EliteTeam.com and save 10% with promo code IHEART.
Wrap yourself up in your Cowboy or Longhorn Team blanket at EliteTeam.com.
The El Paso Community Foundation invites you to visit the virtual Spirit of Giving Tree and help someone in need with a gift this Christmas. Just go online to spiritofgiving.epcf.org, then click on a tag, pay for the gift, and the El Paso Community Foundation will do the rest. Since 1989, the foundation and its partners have helped hundreds of children, elderly, and disabled in our area enjoy the holidays through the generosity of donors like you. Go to spiritofgiving.epcf.org today and find out more.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we got a lot going on. We have nobody calling us up, 544-5876. What was this question that you didn't know what
The question we had was, what school did Rosa begin teaching PE and modern dance at? And we've talked about that, I don't know how many times, even when she wasn't on the show.
There's
we've
a student
about her.
Sitting here.
I know.
Lily Lamone was a student.
That's right.
Jim Tolbert was not a student.
But
he was probably peeking around the corner watching the girls.
Well, so that's kind of interesting. I was in high school, and so was Evelyn. At the same time, those two council people were there, and Rosa was a teacher for the whole crowd here. And somehow we're all in this together still. So, all right, nobody's calling on that, so to heck with you. We'll keep our stuff. I was going to give away a chip.
But, you know, I had another trivia question.
Oh, now the phones are lighting up. Look at this. Look at this. Now they're lighting
up. There they are.
Okay, what else?
But one thing I was curious about was, Rosa, you have been on national television too, right?
Well,
it was a morning show or?
Well,
talk.
Good Morning America. It was with the late Richard Pearson, and we were in Good Morning America, and we had the folklorico dancing right in front of the Civic Center at 4 or 5 in the morning, you know. And
to hit the network time.
Yeah.
On the East Coast, yeah.
Yeah, because of the time. And you know, I also was in Washington, D.C. with several radio shows, especially the one, it was Radio Free Europe or something like that.
Oh, my God, Radio Free Europe,
It was, I got to be in there and talk and... about what El Paso was and our history. I think each and every one of us, if we know our history, can be ambassadors anywhere in the world. And that's what I was, about 35 years all over the United States. So proud of being an El Pasoan, a native, and who we are, what we are, a sleeping giant. El Paso is a sleeping giant, and it has been for several years. But I think things are coming out beautifully downtown, and I see the baseball stadium full of people and love and families together, and the Chihuahuas all coming out to the fact that the mascot itself is a wonderful thing, especially for this territory with a Chihuahua desert. And I have three Chihuahuas.
Rosa, I went
favoritism.
I went to that game where you led the crowd in a cheer.
I led them with the football. It was a happy birthday. It was a happy birthday UTIP.
That's what it
100
was.
100 years, and I led them. My throat was so bad. That's the first time in my life I forgot how to sing happy birthday.
Oh, no.
But it was
worked out.
Wonderful.
Oh, by the way, the callers are full here. We got that stirred them up. I'm going to have to give away this chip, aren't I?
Yeah, you
do. Okay. Well, I want to tell you something coming in next week. Merry Christmas next week. We're going to review how El Paso history has been made news in 2016 right here on this radio show. EP County Historical Commission Chairman Bernie Sargent's coming in. Hey, Bernie, anything historic happened in 2016? I think he has an answer or two.
I'll just leave the studio.
Well, no,
he'll just run the show by himself.
Talking
with
about
all of
domestic
it.
Issues.
I'm talking about history. We might as well just check out.
We need him in here next week.
No, you and I leave the studio. Let him just
turn him on. December 31st, we're going to have a recorded show. Sergio has been working very hard putting together four of those History Matters shows I did. We were given 13 weeks of a half an hour every Saturday morning at 7:30. So I filled it with an archive show. So Sergio is going to put four of those together, run it on December 31st. And I hope it works, Sergio. Yeah, I'm better. Anyway, January 7th. Take a guess who's coming in January 7th.
No idea.
Pepe.
Oh, my.
Himself.
And he's bringing sopa.
Will you tell him that? But Pepe and Lorena Morales are going to come in and explain why they serve historic New Mexico food. What the heck is so historic about it?
It's
there
wonderful.
There is a story behind it. January 14th, Leon Blevins. Leon's got stories. He's either going to make them up or we'll believe him either way.
He's another one we might as well just leave the studio.
Just
he's
turn
gone
it on,
for hours. Yeah.
Clock him in, he's gone. What history is happening in the new year at the Museum of History? Ben Fife going to come in and tell us that on January 21st. So now to the trivia. Are we ready here?
We're ready.
What do we got going? Oh, I need that piece of paper to say who's on the trivia. Here it is.
Once again, what school did Rosa begin teaching PE and modern dance at?
All right, we got Gloria, Bob, and Norma. This is Gloria. Good morning, Gloria. How's life?
Oh, fine. How are you?
We're surviving nicely. Now, do you have an answer?
Well, you have a wonderful program. I enjoy it every Saturday.
Oh, great.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. You can re-enjoy it on podcast if you really wish.
Okay.
All right, here you go. What's the question?
Oh, the question again is, what school did Rosa begin teaching PE and modern dance at?
Well, I hope it was Austin High.
Yes.
Is that your final answer?
Yes. You were correct.
And a bunch of us Austinites are here to prove it. We saw her there.
That's right. Once a Panther, always a Panther.
And she was so kind to the boys who wanted to sit in the stands and watch. Rosa, you knew what we were doing.
You were observing?
Yes.
Not watching, you were observing.
We would see girls doing dancing. That's what we were doing. You bet. Gloria, you got yourself a prize there. I'll give you a choice. You got yourself a DVD, you got yourself $20 of Pepe's, or I will part with one of these chips for the smelter if you think that's what you want.
I'd like do you have the mystery DVD of the Pattersons?
Oh, no. Ghost 3.
Yeah, is it Ghost 3?
Ghost 3.
We do have that.
I share your interest in
wonderful.
That. The Pattersons just blew me away when I figured it out. We took a psychic over there, and she told us where the bodies are.
Oh my.
But we cannot tell you because it's against the law to get libeled on.
Oh, my gosh.
But if I could afford that house, I'd buy it and dig up that basement. I know where they are.
My friends won't sell it to you, though. They're
but
very
you know,
happy.
You know who it is?
Yeah. Well, I know the owners.
Okay, never mind. In that case, you got yourself a DVD there, Gloria. Hold on the phone, and Shelly will tell you how to pick it up, all right?
Okay. And Rosa Guerrero is the best teacher in the world.
Aha.
Uh-huh. Aha. Yay.
God bless you.
Checks in the mail, Gloria. Thanks
Thank
a lot.
Thank you, Gloria.
Hold
Thank
on.
You.
Okay, bye-bye.
Don't hang up. You got to talk to people. Okay, we got Bob and Norma going in the next order. Okay, what you got for Bob?
Okay. Bob.
I was also going to say that it was Austin High School because I hate to say, but I go back that many years.
Well, several of us do. Now, we're past that question.
You
ready
got
for
another one if you
another
want to
question.
Try.
And Gloria called back, right? Gloria hung up. Call back. Good, Bob.
Okay, Bob.
No, I was saying that I didn't want to admit to it, but I was only a freshman at the time. I wasn't a senior or anything like that. I'm not all that old.
Well, I was a senior, and I'm not all that old. So there.
Now we're all seniors.
On a more serious... Yeah, now we all are. On a more serious...
Yes? What happened? Where'd he go? Bob.
He's still there.
Remember Asarco being changed, and people in current place were having their lawns re-sawed and all that changed. And somebody wrote a letter to the editor saying that they had... lived in Smelter Town, they played in the dirt, that they ate the dirt when they were playing football on the field, and they never had any problems. I was wondering if anybody ever did a comparison as to amount of disease, cancer, whatever, of the people who lived around the smelter versus people who lived in the Lower Valley or some other parts of El Paso.
I don't know.
Has there ever been any scientific study done?
There were some. There were some being discussed. I don't know that they ever happened. Let me tell you something, though. People in current place quite often use slag from the smelter in their flower beds as fill, and you wonder why they get a reading of arsenic. That's one reason why.
But there's also natural arsenic in the ground,
yes, there
too.
Is.
And that was the whole thing. It was very controversial as to whether there was problems or not, and I don't know exactly myself.
Well, I'm not going to defend Asarco, but there was that fact that they were putting the slag in their flower beds as fill under the rose bushes.
Well,
what do you expect to get? My goodness.
All right. Remember when I was going to UTEP.
I remember how pretty it was to drive by at night and see them pouring the slag.
Your phone is getting kind of funky on us. Stop in one spot. You're talking about the pouring of the slag.
You're going in and out.
Bob, we're about to lose you, Bob. Bob's on a train. Hello, Bob. Oh, Bob.
We lose him.
Bob went away. Bob went
Come back,
away.
Bob.
Aha, but you know what we have? We have Norma. Hey, Norma. Norma, you with us?
Yes, sir. Yes, I am.
Ah, see, we got Norma.
Okay.
Let's start all over.
Don't move. Just stay in one place.
Okay,
don't
won't move. But don't ask me a hard question, okay?
Oh, well, if you were listening, it's an easy question.
It's easy. It's about Rosa.
What national morning news entertainment TV show did Rosa Guerrero's folklorical group perform for?
National show. What was it?
We just talked about it.
Okay. I didn't catch it.
Take a guess on a morning show.
A morning show. Okay. How about, let's see.
Don't blow this, Norma.
I know. KROD?
Yes, but no. It's not the right one, but thank you for trying. Goodness gracious, it was Good Morning America, right, Rosa?
Right.
All right, in that case, you get the DVD. Which would you like, the Woman's Club DVD?
That's fine.
Okay,
whatever.
We're going to give one.
We still have Norma on the air?
No, she went away. She got it wrong.
Oh, I thought I heard
she
her.
She blew it.
I thought I heard her talking. That's what.
What? What? Shelly's yelling at me through the glass. I don't know what she... Come in here and yell at me. Shelly's coming in to yell at me. What?
Still online?
No, she said give it to Norma anyway.
But she's on hold, right?
That's not Norma. That's somebody else. This is too confusing. We can't handle telephones. This is too much work. I have to go and email next time. But yeah, Rosa won the DVD, so there. All right, we're going to take a break and come back and do some more of this madness. And nobody got the chip, so there I'll have it to sell out at Deluxe today. Well, we'll be out there by 12:30, don't you think?
I think so.
I'm going to be out there by 12:30.
You go right from here, you should be fine.
But you had a 1 o'clock reservation for us, too.
Right. Uh-huh.
And
so
Deluxe
we'll
is on.
We'll be there from 1 to 2 at Deluxe Restaurant at 6:30 Sunland Park Drive. And they're open every day, Monday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. And they serve modern American eclectic menu. They
eclectic?
Eclectic menu.
That's like an empanada, but it's English.
So they serve breakfast, lunch, and brunch. And the owner, Daniel Natividad, welcomes all of you. If you haven't visited, you need to go and visit this wonderful restaurant.
And you're telling me that Daniel Natividad is no relation to Maria Natividad that you know of, kind of distant.
kind of distant.
You found a cousin when you booked a gig.
Yes.
Ah, how about that?
But he's a wonderful young man.
Well, I didn't say he was.
You know what the thing is? If people over shopping, going over to shop at Sunland Park Mall, stop by Deluxe first, and then have
check
lunch, then go shop.
Couple of reasons. You need one of these books, because these books explain El Paso history in a very concise fashion. You need some of our DVDs, because they're entertaining and they'll do the same thing. Rosa's DVDs will take you on all kinds of journeys about dance. So there we are. We're going to go out there today and deal with this. 1 o'clock, 6:30, Sunland Park Drive. Be there, be square. And we'll have a chip or two to sell, and they're cheaper today. $25 is supposed to $35. $25 out of Deluxe today, so long as they last. What a commercial that was. Shall we go take a break?
I think we should
call
take a
break. Call us up if you feel like it.
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Question. You can't drive your car without your keys, right? Wouldn't run a marathon without shoes either? Of course not. So why would you want to shave without first preparing your skin in the best way possible? With Shave Secret, it's the preparation, not the blade, that'll give you that clean, close, comfortable shave. Use 4 to 5 drops of Shave Secret in a wet palm and massage in, and the razor glides over skin. Shave Secret helps prevent nicks, cuts, ingrown hairs, bumps, and more for men and women of all ethnic backgrounds. Shave Secret is a terrific conditioner, moisturizer, great for travel, and is economical. You need a parachute if you skydive, right? So check out our 5-star reviews that are sort of like your safety chute. Remember, it's the preparation, not the blade, that's key for a good, close, comfortable shave. Shave Secret, for the best shave ever. Available at HEB, Walmart Supercenters, Navy and Marine Corps Exchanges, Amazon.com, and ShaveSecret.com.
Hi, I'm David Bellman, inventor of the Aquasonic Wave Jewelry Cleaner. We wear our jewelry every day, but can you remember the last time you cleaned your jewelry? You wouldn't wear the same clothes day after day and never clean them, yet jewelry sits on our hands, gathering up harmful bacteria loads, testing 3 times greater than that found on a public toilet seat. It's time to get that nasty toilet seat off your finger and buy my Aquasonic Wave Jewelry Cleaner. The Aquasonic Wave will remove all of that disgusting bacteria on your jewelry and give you professional jewelry cleaning results, the best you've ever seen. Your jewelry will be bright, shiny, and brilliant, just like the day you bought them. No scrubbing, no mess, just fresh, clean, sanitized jewelry right in the convenience of your own home. So get that nasty toilet seat off your finger and clean it with the Aquasonic Wave Jewelry Cleaner today.
The Aquasonic Wave is a fantastic holiday gift. Order yours now at aquasonicwave.com. Enter promo code IHEART and receive free shipping, plus an extra 6-week supply of antibacterial hydrogel. That's aquasonicwave.com. Promo code IHEART.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is the top choice of doctors and nurses nationwide. Now it can be your choice, too. Get yours at Walmart and other fine retailers today.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
iHeartRadio El Paso and Albertsons hope you can join us to help hungry children in El Paso. Did you know 1 in 3 El Paso children struggle with hunger? We join forces with Albertsons and El Pasoans fighting hunger, and we hope you will find it in your heart and wallet to help us provide 1 million meals to feed El Paso's hungry children. Please donate whatever you can when you check out at Albertsons this holiday season. And thank you from Western Technical College, Dark Horse Wines, El Pasoans fighting hunger, Albertsons, and El Paso. Those children.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, folks, we got to tell you what's going on this week only in El Paso, Inc.
It's not dead yet. El Paso Inc. has learned that a local developer is in negotiations with Walmart to partner on a huge West Side project.
Also, another new place to live downtown as the Savoy Lofts get ready to open.
Gift news you can actually use. 7 perfect presents for a special woman in your life. Did you hear that, Bernie?
Yes, indeed. Everybody should hear that. El Paso Inc. is online at elpasoinc.com and available for home and business delivery.
534-4422 to subscribe.
All right. Also, this week only on Sunday, ABC 7 Extra. What is the latest in the downtown arena location's arguments? And what about the petition to recall City Rep Courtney Nyland? Guests will be City Rep Courtney Nyland, Michael Patino, who is spearheading the recall against Nyland, and Jose Carlos Villalba, real estate agent manager for the City of El Paso.
The program is live and interactive. You can send in your comment, question via email, Facebook, Twitter, or give them a call. Stephanie Guadian is the host of this Sunday's Extra at 10:35 p.m. only on ABC 7.
All right, who wants to follow that with a thought? ABC 7 is going to be a hot place to be tomorrow night on their Extra show. So
yes, it is.
And there's been so much gone on this week. I don't think we've heard just all of it yet, but I know there were some major things can still occur. We'll see. We hope they're all positive. To the business at hand, and that is Christmas gifts that explain El Paso history or Christmas gifts that convey El Paso history. We've got a whole bunch of DVDs. If you want to buy them online, ephistory.com. Right now, the best thing to do would be to go get them out of a store. ephistory.com has a list of the stores. They're all over the place. And so we're willing to make a deal with you today if you want to come out to, where are we going there, Maria Natividad?
We're going to Deluxe Restaurant, 630 Sunland Park Drive.
And we'll make you a deal on chips. They're normally $35. I got about 8 of them left, $25 today plus tax. Now, Maria,
yes,
you have books.
Yes, and I'll give you another deal, too. For every book that is purchased, I will give a free poster.
Oh, this is a great
that
poster.
That has the missions and the four cultures.
Let's show this poster on the radio. This is a big poster here. Very colorful. And, oh, it's a signed print. You actually signed these.
Well, I will sign them, yes.
This one's signed?
Uh-huh. Yes. Well, that one's for you. That's
a
gift.
Thank you.
That's your Christmas present.
I'm not giving this away. Thank you very much.
That's yours.
So that you'll have those out there today. And also, Rosa, you'll have a DVD or two out there.
Yes, I have Tapestry, that's 1974, and Tapestry 2. So it'll be just a variety of dance, music, culture, history, et cetera, et cetera. But today I think Maria wants to talk about the barrio and Sacred Heart and what it means to us. I think Sacred Heart used to be the cathedral of El Paso when during the Calles regime in the 20s and all that, when people couldn't have sacraments in Mexico and Juarez, they used to go to Sacred Heart. Marriages, confirmations, baptisms, and Sacred Heart has a lot of history with the Jesuits there.
Okay, Maria, I want to play something here on the radio. Thank you. Yeah, senor, we're going to talk about this because this is Rosa's video, Rosa's Guerrero's 80th birthday.
My name is Rosa Guerrero. Rosa means love, and Guerrero is a warrior. I'm a warrior for peace and for love and for cultural understanding. This is my city. This is the largest bilingual, bicultural city in the free democratic world. And I love El Paso. I was born here, raised here, and probably will die here. This is my sixth war, my eighth pope, my 13th president of the United States, and my one and only husband of nearly 60 years. And it's great to be alive and say that. Because just yesterday, I was a little child. I didn't have that history. And we built history as we live. And we have a lot of history and culture in this wonderful city of El Paso, Texas.
That's Rosa, and that is from that video we did. That was played at El Paso High School on your birthday.
Oh, my goodness.
And Rudolph over here was part of that extravaganza as well, Rudolph Evelyn.
Yeah.
And that was a major event in history all by itself, so we made a video out of it.
Yes.
But this is the insert, so to speak, that your grandson created that went into that. Uh-huh. And I remember sitting up on top of Tom Lee Park above El Paso High School recording that with you.
Right.
It was hot.
It was hot.
But we spent quite a bit of time putting Rosa on video. And so as it turned out, Rosa, you now have your 80th birthday out there forever, everybody can see you do that.
That was 2 years ago. It's 2 years older, and every day we get older, but wiser. Wiser, because, you know, when you get old, it's the life, you have more history, more experience, more knowledge, and wisdom. And you can share this with them, with the little ones. I love the babies. I love the children. I love to go to my school and talk about history and dance for them. What I can dance, not a lot like I used to, but sing for them. I'm going to be going on Tuesday to Rosa Guerrero Elementary. But God has been very good to me, but I've been good to God. It's got to be a spiritual reciprocal trade agreement with him. And I think right now with Christmas time, there's a reason for the season. And Maria talking about the barrio and Sacred Heart is very, very precious to me.
All right, now we can do that because I had to play that clip for you.
Yes, thank you.
And so that video is also available, Rosa Guerrero's 80th birthday. Okay, Maria, the barrio. I mean, you do have a sense of El Paso with that.
Well, I thought that it was really important for us to include the barrio in the book. We were working on the book for several years. Dr. Yolanda Leyva, who was at the time the chair for the history department at UTEP, was one of my editors, and she helped me, you know, to kind of pinpoint the most important locations that we should include in the book. And so we thought it was really, really important for us to include the Segundo Barrio. It is considered the Ellis Island of the Southwest. We have had so many people cross into the United States through, you know, El Paso, and so many people don't realize that. We're the only city in Texas, really, where something like this has happened, and where you've had this many people cross into the United States, not just from Mexico, but, you know, from many, many countries. And from here, they've gone on to the rest of the country. So it is very similar to New York, you know, and Ellis Island in New York City. And people just don't realize the importance of El Paso as a border community.
I'm hoping with your help, the people in the room help, and people who understand El Paso history, we will now turn the corner and make El Paso history the lead on why you want to visit here. Because that is really what we have. We have better history than most anywhere in the country.
That is,
we have
so
older,
true.
More layered, more varied.
Yes.
And you just pointed out another one. So Maria's book will be available today, and the DVDs we have, and we're going to go out there and sign them. We've got one more break coming, and we'll be back after this break.
Every human being on Earth, we are here to connect.
Audiences everywhere agree Collateral Beauty is the perfect movie for the holidays.
You've been given a gift.
It's uplifting.
He's reaching out to the cosmos for answers.
Inspirational.
Maybe he gets to find his life again.
A movie that touches the heart and soul.
Life is about people.
Collateral Beauty. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing.
Fans, wrap yourself up in your favorite team blanket at EliteTeam.com.
Get your favorite fan even more wrapped up in their favorite team with Denali Microplush College and NFL blankets from the Northwest Company and sold at EliteTeam.com. These super soft blankets are machine washable and 100% made in the USA. Elite Team, the official blanket of pure pandemonium. Go to EliteTeam.com and save 10% with promo code IHEART.
Wrap yourself up in your Cowboy or Longhorn team blanket at EliteTeam.com.
Being stuck with your wireless provider is kind of like...
Like a tongue stuck to a frozen pole? It's the worst.
So switch to Cricket Wireless and get the ZTE Sonata 3 free.
Free?
Plus, plans start at just $30 a month.
$30 a month?
Just switch to the merrier carrier, Cricket Wireless, for a gift that keeps on ringing.
It keeps on ringing. Ha!
Limited time offer requires port and activation eligible service. Minimum $30 per month. First month service charge. Due at sale. $30 plan not eligible for auto pay credit. Group safe discount. Activation taxes and fees. Charge restrictions apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Terms, features, and restrictions subject to change.
Santa Claus is on iHeartRadio.
Ho, ho, ho! Welcome to North Pole Radio on iHeartRadio.
Santa's playing great Christmas favorites for those of you on the nice list.
If you're on the naughty list, you'll get static.
Search North Pole Radio on iHeartRadio and you're good to go.
I've got milk and cookies, a candy cane microphone, and Rudolph manning the phones. We're live on air.
North Pole Radio on iHeartRadio. Search North Pole Radio on the iHeartRadio app or at iHeartRadio.com.
Ho, ho, ho!
Oh.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We are almost out of here. We're about a couple of things left to tell you. And just so you know, we do have a lot of friends on Facebook. We've not been able today to really look at Facebook much, but they were always helpful, and we thank Barbara Given Benny for what she does. Normally, when we're sitting here talking, she'll put pictures up on Facebook of everything we're saying. So I bet y'all go home and see a bunch of them there. All right, do we have a caller over here named Randy? Not any caller, a guy named Randy. Randy, good morning.
Yeah. Good morning. Good morning, Jackson. Yeah, it's Randy Geschwin from Austin High School, the A-man.
What's new, guy?
Well, I just want to say, Mr. Guerrero, went to school with her son, Seth Hill, and Anna and I graduated together in 76, but she told me a story one time of how she used to work with my granddad, Hartrick, when he had an experimental grocery store, and it was part of his classroom, and she got a heck of a story to talk about working in the experimental grocery store for a business degree or whatever she was doing at the time. She was telling me a little bit about it.
Yes. Experimental grocery store?
Yeah, your grandfather was...
Dr. Hartrick,
and LaVon, your mother went to school with me, and your grandfather had a little store there on Arizona Street, and he had all these experimental things going down, the cans coming out, and, you know, he invented everything. He invented everything, and I wish he would have put him into the business, because he was a businessman. But, Randy, I admire you very much for really helping with the A at Austin High School, and all you do for the Austinites and the X's and everybody. Keep on doing that. I admire you very much. I admired your mother, your grandfather, and I admire you. Thank you so much.
I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry.
Thank you, too.
Shall we sing the fight song?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Come on, you Panthers. Come on, you Panthers. Fight right through that line. Take the ball clear down the field. A touchdown sure this time.
Run.
Come on.
That was enough of that. Randy, look what you started. Well, thanks for calling, guy. Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, you too. All right, bye-bye.
Take care. Well, we did get them all here.
Memory, you know. Yeah.
But, yeah, he knows too many stories. I wasn't sure which one we were going to hear today. This has been fun, ladies, the wise Latinas that you are. Well, at least all three of you, right?
Yes.
I mean, you're more Latin than most people, are you not?
Well, I don't know about most, but yeah, I was born in Mexico City.
Evelyn Casara is here.
Yes, I am.
And Rosa Guerrera and Maria Natividad. And the group of us are going to end up at...
Deluxe Restaurant.
Deluxe.
Deluxe.
It's an L-O...
D-apostrophe L-O-X.
L-O-X. So it's Lox, as in Lox and Bagels. Deluxe out there in Sunland Park. They've never had their name mentioned so many times on this radio show.
Really?
But we're going to go out there because they agreed to put us up out there and say... Yes. Go sit in a corner and sell your stuff. We don't want to know about it, right?
Yes, they're very happy to promote the history of El Paso.
Well, that's what we've been doing in here. And any summaries from Rosa, I'm sure you may have a summary on how things are going in El Paso history. I think this week made some changes. I don't know if you want to comment on those or not, but just in general, the fact that El Paso history is now taking a bigger place in people's minds. It should.
Yes. And let's be big about it and pray over any of the decisions that we're going to make, because we don't want to hurt people. We hurt people, and it's very sad. But we are history, though. We are history. Every day is history, and we should be proud of that.
Well, let me put my two cents in. If you all want to comment, you're welcome to. But I think what's been going on, the council has not been making decisions out of a spiritual basis. They've been making decisions based on just empirical evidence and mental things, and they don't take into account sometimes how the higher-minded answers can be found if you go ask for them. And if you ask for them on this particular case, no, you don't kick people out of their houses to put in an entertainment center. And I think that's what rubbed most people the wrong way. And I think we're going to find that that's going to change some attitudes down there.
Right.
I sure hope so, because there is so much history in this valley. We should be known for it. Top to bottom, left to right, Mission Trail, everything that we have, Pancho Villa, you name it. The history is here in this valley. But who knows about it? That's the question. What can we do about it?
Why you know, Jackson, one thing I wanted to comment, because when I was living overseas, and where I go anywhere in the United States, there's a certain vibe about people from El Paso. And other people notice it, and they said, is everybody from El Paso this way? I'm thinking, well, the people I know, and generally, yes. I met people overseas when I would be speaking on the telephone or across a desk, and then I would be thinking in my heart, I'm going to ask this person. And I said, are you from El Paso? They said, yes. Mm-hmm. You just feel it. I was recently in North Carolina, my son's wedding, and the people that were there said, is everybody from El Paso this way? So that's something as ambassadors of El Paso that we need to promote as well. Our community is dynamite, and that this cultural togetherness that we have with the melding of all of the history that we have, there is something about the people of El Paso.
Well, I think it starts with being in a valley. You kind of like bounce off the walls and you're still here, and hey, we're in this together kind of thing. The other thing is, people who got to El Paso in the old days had to make an effort. You didn't get to El Paso easily before the trains. So those kind of people, the pioneers that got here, hey, we're one of a big club. So we're kind of like that still.
I think so.
I mean, the internet's kind of breaking all that down. But in the meantime, we're going to do what we can to promote El Paso history. I think it's the right thing to do.
We're all ambassadors.
There you go. And let's learn some more things so we can go ambass even better. That's not quite the right word either. Maria's got the book that you need to have. We've got the DVDs. That's an ASS. No, well, whatever. Yeah, hey, you guys are going to get me a lunch, aren't you? All right, speaking of lunch, we're all going to go out there. Got some chips for sale. See you out there at Deluxe. Sergio, thank you for doing Electrons, dude. And Shelly.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thank you very
much,
Shelly, for what you're doing. Yeah. I appreciate it. See
Feliz
you all after.
Navidad. Feliz
next
Navidad.
Week. Next week. Be back. Thank you. Bye.
Feliz Navidad.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show, and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage, ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM, El Paso.